Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Captivate Insider, behind the scenes of Captivate.fm, the world's only growth-oriented podcast host. This is brought to you, of course, by Rebel Base Media. I'm Mark Asquith, CEO and co-founder of Rebel Base Media, and we make Captivate.fm, Podcast Success Academy, and, of course, podcast websites, and
the little cheeky stealth startup Productivity, which is coming your way very, very soon, very, very soon.
Alas, we have more release updates for you this week. I'm going to talk about them in just one second. But look, if you are wondering what all the fuss is about when it comes to Captivate.fm, why would you be interested in another podcast host? Well, we do things a little differently. We're the only host that, well, I believe treats you right. We don't condescend you when you ask for support. We're always there to help you. We don't make you feel silly. And of course, we are constantly releasing features that help you to grow your podcast. That is our mission, to help you to grow your podcast. So go and check it out, Captivate.fm, totally free for 7 days. And look, we've released a pile of content as well, just to help you out. You don't have to be a Captivate user to take advantage of this. So two things that I want to talk to you about. Captivate.fm/money is the ultimate guide to monetizing your podcast. Captivate.fm/marketing is the ultimate guide to marketing your podcast. So go and check those two out and just get a feel for what we're doing. Also, before we get into the releases, go and check out YouTube. Do a search on YouTube for Rebel Base Media. You're going to get a pile of free education over there as a podcaster, all right? The latest episode that we put out over on YouTube was how to create FOMO-inducing podcast merchandise, monetizing through podcast merchandise. So you need to go and check that out. Go and check it out over on YouTube. Just search for Rebel Base Media, and you are going to find it. Now, I am broadcasting this into our Rebel Base Media podcaster support and experience group live as well. So hello to Andrew Wang, who has said hello. Hope you're doing all right over there in New Jersey, sir. Staying safe. Long time no see. And bring back the good old FinCon days. We used to spend time drinking, eating, and cavorting. Remember the party at FinCon 18? That was a good do, wasn't it? Oh, yes. Well, Andrew Wang, hope you're doing very well. And good to see you're doing so well with your podcast as well. So I hope you're doing well. So let's get into the releases. We release new features every single week to Captivate. And this week, we've got three things that we've pushed out, all right? So I'll talk to you about them one at a time. Number one, we fixed a little bug, unique listener numbers. There was a little bug that came up now and again where the 90-day unique listener figure, which is really hard to say, the 90-day unique listener figure was at times reporting as being higher than the all-time unique listener figure, which is obviously a weird little bug. So we took a bit of time to diagnose it, try and replicate it. We found it. It was a parameter that we needed to tweak in one of our search queries with the database. And we've done that. So we were able to replicate it, spot it. So thank you to the few people that had that issue for reporting it. That's now squashed like a bug from Starship Troopers. Next, two quite interesting things. You remember a couple of weeks ago that we put out clickable timestamps. And what we did was we made it so that when you put timestamps in your episodes, either on Captivate sites or indeed on Captivate Sync-enabled WordPress sites, we made it so that those timestamps automatically turn themselves into clickable ones. And when you click the timestamp, it takes you to the place that you've clicked inside the audio. Well, we've just rolled it out so that anyone can use that. As long as you have access to add a little bit of JavaScript into your website. So if you're using WordPress without Captivate Sync, maybe you're using some other type of website provider, Wix or Squarespace or Webflow or whatever, you can stick this little bit of JS, little bit of JavaScript into the head, and it will enable clickable timestamps in your embedded Captivate podcast player. Now, there is a tutorial about this, which you can find over in the help section of Captivate, or go and look at the change log, and you'll see there's a link in to that help tutorial that teaches you exactly how to do it. It's like a 2-minute thing to enable clickable timestamps on any website that you can edit the code on. And last but not least, multi-language support for the Captivate player. So basically what we've done with this is we've made it so that the interface on the player will actually, it will just enable you to automatically allow your listeners to view the player interface in their native tongue. So if you have someone in Germany that lands on your Captivate website or on your WordPress site with the embedded player, whatever, it will translate itself based on their browser settings. So the language support that we have for this will go out and it will support Dutch. It will support Portuguese, Polish, Spanish, German, Italian, and French, which is fantastic. So, like I said, this is just automatically enabled. It's just automatically enabled, and it will just allow you to see that your interface is available in the language of your visitors, all right? Now, we can add more support to this as and when we need to. It's very, very easy to do that. So if you do have a language that you'd like to see supported, let us know via the roadmap feature request at the bottom of the Captivate dashboard. You'll see a little link there, and you'll see that you can just request a feature. Just let us know what language you want support, and we'll take a look at it, all right? So they're the three big things that we've released. One bug fix on the unique listeners. We've release clickable timestamps to anyone on any website as long as you can access to put some JS in there, and of course multi-language support on the Captivate embedded player. So that is the release this week. It's a lot of fun. We get to do this for a living, which is insane. So I hope you're staying well, hope you're staying safe and looking after each other. Until the next time, thank you for joining me. Keep on talking, and if you are a Captivate podcast website or indeed a Pain Academy user, I'll see you on the live deep dive Q&A next week. Let's get those podcasts growing. So until the next time, stay safe. Adios. Bye-bye.